A program that serves tens of thousands of women in Maricopa County is undergoing significant budget cuts. The Women, Infants, and Children's Supplemental Nutrition Program has seen its numbers drop over the past several years. There are 15 clinics in the Valley, and WIC is closing two clinics in Mesa and Avondale on October 1st.
She had really bad GI issues.
She wasn't gaining weight. So, ladies, my name is Margaret. I'm one of the dietitians. And so we'll have a conversation.
The Avondale WIC Clinic has four exam rooms, a lobby, and a small office converted into a classroom. Women receive labor, delivery, and breastfeeding help, checks for food packages, and nutrition help. And in this Monday's nutrition class, WIC site manager and dietitian Margaret Ward leads an informal discussion. The women share ideas about keeping their children happy, healthy, and active. Then, the bad news.
As you know, the clinic's going to be closing.
Miranda Denson is 26 and has been going to WIC since she moved to the Valley from Alabama earlier this year. Full disclosure, Miranda and I were childhood friends. But she hadn't been to the clinic for about a month. Here she is with her 9-month-old daughter, Maria, after finding out about the closure.
At first, I was like, no way. They can't be closing because... But thankfully, it's not because those really help, especially since I'm not working.
She's referring to the checks she gets from WIC. Denson and her husband recently separated. He's a veteran and suffers from PTSD. After their daughter's birth, Denson's husband experienced some emotional episodes, so they decided it was better for Miranda to move closer to her family while he gets help. Denson and her daughter go to WIC once a month to meet with a dietitian. In addition to getting nutrition education from Maria, they also talk about how she feels as a new single mom.
And at first I'm like, no, of course I don't want to talk about my personal life with a stranger. That's just awkward. But it does help because they do have resources.
Each fiscal year, WIC reports the number of clients served to the federal government. When that number falls below an average of 56,200 clients per month, funding is cut for the following year. Carrie Zavala, WIC program manager for Maricopa County, says this has been a trend for several years.
By far, this was the most significant cut. It's not unusual for there to be some fluctuation. It's just this was very significant.
The county was originally going to close three clinics, one in Mesa, one in Avondale, and a third in Glendale. The clients at the Avondale and Mesa clinics will be relocated to other similar clinics in the area, but there aren't any nonprofit WIC clinics within a 5-mile radius of the Glendale clinic.
So the State Department of Health, who's our funder, they were able to secure some special state funding, enough to keep us open for a year in hopes that we can find a community partner.
The Arizona Department of Health Services reprioritized projects and reduced other expenses. The state expects WIC to pick up the slack somewhere else in the future. Recently, WIC implemented staffing changes in order to be in line with the requirements set forth by the federal government. Dr. Bob England is the director of the Maricopa County Department of Public Health. He says implementing those changes was intended to better educate clients, but this created job vacancies, and those vacancies led to fewer clients being served.
And that gap coincided with when they were watching for how many clients we serve, and so we took a bigger than expected hit.
That hit was about $1.25 million. England says it's nearly impossible to meet their targets each year by operating within the government's parameters. So WIC has been in a downward spiral for about 5 years. But there are possible solutions that will save everyone a lot of money down the road.
It is valuable. This is not a program that's, oh, well, this is just fluff. You know, we don't, if it goes away, it goes away. It's not like that.
WIC will continue to look for other ways to supplement its budget so the agency can focus on serving pregnant, postpartum, and breastfeeding mothers, their infants, and children up to 5 years who are at or below 185% of the federal poverty level. For Miranda Denson, traveling to another clinic after October 1st isn't ideal. But knowing that her daughter can receive care until she's 5 years old, she wants to use WIC resources for as long as she can.
I thought that, you know, WIC is just for pregnant people at first, but I didn't know it went up to 5 years old. So that's good to know.
England says WIC is more than just a nutrition program.
Getting a new life off to a healthy start makes a huge amount of difference down the road. If in early childhood a child grows up healthier, it's a big deal.
Tiara Vian, KJZZ News, reporting from Avondale.